Okay, Simon Reish Yud Beis says the Mechaber, dealing with the Ikav Tafel. Kol shu Ikav Imo Tefela, Pirush Dover Bilti Nechshav. So you have a main thing you're eating it for and something that's secondary. It's not important or significant in its own right. So halacha is Mevarech al ha'ikar v'poitres ha'tefela. You only make one bracha on the main thing, and that exempts the things well, like, you know, cereal with milk, so you make mezonos, whatever is the bracha on the cereal, and that would exempt the milk. It does not get a separate bracha by as well. Be'mi bracha lefaneha, be'mi bracha le'achareh, shel'achareh. You have the bracha beforehand or afterwards. V'lo miboy, and it's not even obvious, it's so obvious, you don't have to even state, im ha'ikr ma'urav im ha'tofef, they're mixed together. No, it's not, they're not separate entities, but they're mixed. Certainly then, the one bracha would count for both. Ela afilu kolechad levado, even each one by themselves, still, you have the concept of Ikar V'Tafel, and the main one would exempt the lesser, insignificant one. V'afilu pas, even bread, shehu choshu mikol, it's the most important thing you have. Imhu tafel, it could be tafel as well, and you would not make a brach on it. So exiz kigon, for example, she'oichel dag maliach, v'oichel pas imo, kadei shlo yizikenu bigroino. You're eating some fish, the Mishnah speaks out, it's like a herring, and you're having some bread with it, so it doesn't harm you. So mevarech al hadag, poitres apas, kevich hu tofel. So make one bracha, you make a shakel on the fish, and that potters the bread as well, but not take a separate bracha. Okay, let's start the Mishnah Berurahs. Miksivkat and aleph. Se'im ha'ikr ma'urv, the main thing is mixed in with the secondary thing, kigon. Kol tarova shene minim. Anytime you have two things mixed together, she'echad hu ikar v'asheni einibo el lisakno lahachshiro, and the second thing is just coming to help it out a little bit. Oh, afilu shnehim ikarm. Even if you have two things, then they're both what you want. Ela she'echad meruba mechaver, but you just have more of one than the other. They're both choshev. So harov hu ha'ikar. Whatever you have more of is the ikar, and that gets the bracha. Kamo shekosuv simin reishches simin zayin siv zayin. Even if you have everyone that's not mixed together, it's standing by itself, it's recognizable. Now mi bosa roi vazlinen, we still go after the one that's in the majority. V'yalkein bepurim shmerakhim shumshamin, this type of sesame b'devash with honey shmorvim behem psisei egos, and the types of nuts with them. Kol sheroiv shumshim, if you had the roiv of sesame, bosra ha'ikar azlinim mavorech pri ha'adoma. You'd make an adoma on this type of mixture. Mihu, however. Kol zedavka kishnehim hu dover choshev. This is only when they're both choshev. Ha'im echa mehen ainu dover choshev. If one of these ingredients is not such an important, significant thing, ashu ha'rov, even the more, nevertheless, botel hu legabe miyut ha'choshev v'dehu ikar. Okay, it becomes nullified. Ayin simin reish dalitz if yud beis umash kasab nusham. What you order there? Now, just to go out for a second, the dirshu has an interesting point in number three. What about fruit salad? If you look, salad pirus shem urvin bo pri eitzu pri adamas. So you have what would be an example? You have like apples maybe or something in your salad, or you could have like avocado, which is adama. So you have all these things mixed together. So what is it? Is it an adama salad? Is it an ha'et salad? So Shlomzon Orbach, Rav Yoshev, Shemavarech Elav Bracha, Kibirkas Hamin Shehu Harov, whichever is the most. If the majority is avocados, it's an adama salad. The majority of it is fruits, and it's a ha'et salad. The af im ein rov mimin echod el betziruf min echod shebirchas shove. So what if you don't have enough by itself, but you were to combine everything? So he says, like for example, let's say you have 2/3 of it are adama foods and 1/3 of it is ha'itz foods. So even though it's not one specific unique adama, not one avocado that takes up the majority, but if you added that with all the other, the tomatoes and the cucumbers and everything together, it would be more adama brachos than that would be. Kigon, sheish shloshim minim, three types, shekol echa mehem hu shlish me'atarovis. You have each is a third. Vishnai mehem birchos m'shov, but two out of the three have the same bracha, mevarchim bracha zu. You'd make the bracha on whatever is the two out of the three. The poskim do try to point out that you should try to have, if possible, them to fit on the same spoon. That if you have the that way, that shows it really is more like a tarovis. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah, right by the Dalet Doa on the second line. Yeah, the Bechamish is mini dogon kaimel lonei el besimren reish ches We learned earlier, de'im me'orvan im sharminim, if mazonos is mixed in, afil heim hamiyat, even if it's not the majority, kol shenitein b'hatav shilitam, azlinen b'tas basrayhu de'mevorech aleihem borei m'nei mazonos levad, v'nitter tarovos harov. So like, you know, if you have a mazonos, like a crust or something like that, that would, even though there's much more other ingredients in the pie, that would get the one bracha. It's always considered to be the ikar. Af bilvad im yesh behem mamish. If it's really there. Aval im erev kemach b'mayim harbe kokach ad shurach. It's so liquidy now, you can't really see. Net recognized, I should say. Yeah, kedei sheyeh ruy l'shtia mevarech shehakol. At that point, it loses the status of a mezonos and drops down to shehakol. Okay, then the Mishnah comments on kol echa levado, you have each one by itself, bein she'oichel ha'ikr v'hatofel b'vasachas, whether eating both in the exact same bite, bein she'oichel ha'ikr techila v'hatofel achakach kila kameh, whether you eat the ochel first, you eat the ikr first, and then you have the tofel. Okay, what about this bread? The bread could be tofel. The only reason you're eating the bread is to take away the saltiness or the fish. So he says in Sifkat and Gimel, she'oichel dag maliach, kigon she'oichel davar mosuk mikoidim, va'oichel dag maliach lahafig hamasikus. He had something very sweet, and now you want to counterbalance that with some salty fish. But in order that the saltiness shouldn't harm you, you have some bread first. Aval einu toiv klal. Did I skip a line? No, I'm sorry. Aval im einu toiv klal lechol pas. You have no desire to eat bread whatsoever. V'chein havi pas tofel. That's why it's come second, because you're only eating the bread or the pita for the fish. Mashe ein kein im hu toiv lechol pas gam kein. If you really wanted bread also, sa'af apish oichlu im hamaliach, you're eating it with the fish. No, kinochlu glochol. Dog, maluch, shikorin, herring, impas. We have herring, crackers, whatever it is. Bread. Einob tefela ela filu im toila maliach yoser. Then in that case, it doesn't. Even if there's more of it, v'tzorech levorech ale hamotzi upoiter es hamaliach. Because in this case, since I want the bread, it does not have the status of being a tefil anymore. Okay, Sifkat and Dalid says that you make the bracha just on the fish, kevin shehu tofil, v'afilu kishelohai ha-tofil lefon of b'shas achilas ha'ikar. Even if the tofil's not in front of you, im ha'edaito b'shas brach lechol gam ha-tofil, o shedarka b'chol b'kach lechol ha-tofil achrav, poiter ha-tofil. So even if you had in mind, or just as the normal way I eat it, then I know I'm going to be having it, so then that would exempt it. Gam beinyan davka shiochel hatofel ba'osa mokum, you have to eat in the same place. Lafuki kishina hamokum b'nisayim. If you would change places, then it wouldn't count. Aval im einu rogi b'kach, but you don't normally have these two foods together. Gam lo hayadaito b'feirish b'shas bracha lechol tofel. You didn't even mind that I'm eating this tofel when I did it. In this case, tzorech levarech gam al hatofel. You do make a bracha on the tofel with a condition. It's not going to be the normal bracha on this food, as we'll explain. Ach az mevorech al hatofel rak shahakol. So let's say really the bracha should have been like a dhamma. In this case, it goes down to a shahakol. He explains the al koponim tofel hu umafsid birchoso ha'ikoris. It loses its main bracha when it should have been. V'dum yed pasuk haramah l'kam hagod de'im oichel hatofel koidem ha'ikar. If you'd eat the tofel first, ah. Since you're eating it first, it doesn't get included. But nevertheless, you're eating it by itself, it gets a bracha. Same thing over here, he says. It's like that case here too, you would lose the regular bracha and go down to a shahakol. Okay. Oh, svinshop. Hanusi she'oichlin acher ha'seuda lematik shtia sayayin she'shosu mikoidim ein tzorich levorach aleihen. You don't have to make a brach on this. Dehein tefelin lehayayin birchas sayayin potarto. It's like a chaser or something like that after the wine. V'hu hadin k'she'shosu she'ar mashkin toicha seuda v'oichl acher kach hanusi lematik shtia to make it go down smoother. Ein tzorich brach. You don't make a brach on this as well. Mishum de birchas halechem potarto. It's covered by hamotzi. And the drinking is tafil to that as well. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll pick it up with the Haggah. Have a great day.